93.1 FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.
It is 10:30. Welcome to a special programme on BBC Radio Foyle and BBC Radio Ulster as the Public Prosecution Service prepares to announce whether or not anyone will face criminal charges over the events of Bloody Sunday in Londonderry in 1972 when soldiers shot dead 13 people. I'm Elaine McGee at the Guildhall in the city, and from now until 12 noon we'll be live to hear the decision and the reactions from members of the military, politicians, legal experts and the relatives of victims.
Well, we know that the Public Prosecution Service has made clear that the decisions will be made public at 11 o'clock. Before that point in time, we know that the majority of the Bloody Sunday families are being briefed by the PPS at a private meeting. And around now, as they're being told that, there will be hand-delivered letters put into the hands of solicitors representing the soldiers and also two other individuals who are under consideration for prosecution as a result of events on Bloody Sunday. At the time, they were two official IRA members, and the Public Prosecution Service, as well as dealing with 17 soldiers, will announce today whether they're going to decide to charge those two individuals as well. So that is all happening as we speak, and within half an hour, we will know what the outcome of those deliberations are.
At the minute, there's been no movement so far. There really is a sense, I guess, of what John Kelly told us earlier on this morning, that sense of anticipation, of nervousness. I spoke to Liam Ray, who lost his brother Jim on Bloody Sunday, and that was very much the case with him too. There are high hopes, but there's also an anxious wait for all the families here, and the eyes of the world are very much here as well. There's media here from the national media and from international media, and the cameras are trained on.
What we have in this situation now is frontline soldiers who were right in the very forefront of a riot situation. They were put in the wrong place by their commanders. They were put in almost an impossible situation, and they acted, as we understand it, they acted wrongly. But it is them that is now being charged with murder. It's not, or maybe charged with murder. It is not the people that put them there. It is not the politicians. It's not the government. It's not the generals. None of these people are being accused of any offence, where it's actually, if there was wrongdoing, then they surely must be part of the deal. But of course, most of those people are now dead because it was half a century ago. So we end up with the poor bloody infantry, the soldiers on the street, who are the ones that are being likely to have to carry the can for this. David Cameron's right to say the government's ultimately responsible, and it should be the government that's held responsible, not the individual soldiers.
You're very welcome back to a special programme with me, Elaine McGee, on BBC Radio Foyle and BBC Radio Ulster from the Guildhall in Londonderry. Within the past few minutes, the Public Prosecution Service has announced its decision about whether or not anyone will face criminal charges over the events of Bloody Sunday in 1972 when soldiers shot dead 13 people. We have in a statement from the PPS, it has been confirmed that one soldier will be charged, Soldier F, for the murder of James Ray and William McKinney, and for the attempted murders of Joseph Friel, Michael Quinn, Joe Mahan and Patrick O'Donnell. So that's one soldier charged with six charges.
Just a few moments ago, en masse, more or less, the families walked out of the City Hotel for a brief moment. They paused, and now they're making their way to the Guildhall towards your direction, Elaine. I'm just going to try and get a word with Liam Ray here, whose brother Jim was killed on Bloody Sunday. Liam, what were you told?
I was told that one soldier will be prosecuted for the murder of two people on Bloody Sunday, for the murder of my brother Jim, and for the murder of William McKinney, and for the wounding of 4 hours in Glenfada Park. That soldier is Soldier F. I'm relieved that that's happening, obviously, because I've been fighting for 47 years for the perpetrator to be brought to justice for Jim. But I'm very saddened for the other Bloody Sunday families who have not got justice here today, and whose hearts must be broken sore now. My heart feels for them, and everyone in those families have expressed their support for the Ray family and the McKinney family and their quest.
feeling devastated, and I just feel let down by a law and a justice system that's supposed to protect people and bring anybody to book about, you know, crimes they've committed in the past, and it's just not happening for us after 47 years.
As I say, you're very clearly very upset. You're holding a picture of William Nash. What will you do from here?
I don't know what I'm going to do from here, but I know that there's only one soldier, Soldier F. I don't know even if how long it's going to take to bring him to court, but my father was the only one in Roswell Street. When they fired shots, there were three lying at the barricade, and nobody's been held to account for that. Mr. McGuigan, that carried the white flag, that went out to help Paddy Doherty, you know, and was shot in the head. Nobody been held account for that. And many more. You know, this can't go away. This can't go away. The most difficult thing I had to do today is call my children and tell them that there is no prosecutions for their granda and their uncle. And that is something that I don't want to leave a legacy behind me, that my children has to carry this on when I die.
Can you accept the decision by the prosecution service when they say insufficient evidence?
Absolutely not. This was carried out in broad daylight with the world's press. They have cine film of my father at the barricade waving his arm at soldiers to tell him, this is my son, stop firing, stop firing. You know, they shot him twice. You know, that was the help they give him. No, I can never accept it. What happened that day was murder, attempted murder. And not even that, the people of Derry who was arrested, you know, hundreds of people was arrested, you know, and they were put through, you know, they had to go through, you know, dogs and, you know, army, you know, beating them up. It traumatised Derry. It traumatised Derry. The people of Derry wiped the blood off the streets the next day. The next day, this affects just not me. You know, the whole of Derry. The whole of Derry. Every single person that was in that march will be affected today by this outcome.
That news was delivered to you a short time ago. You'll be processing it right now. Is it too early at this stage to think that you're going to... Are you going to keep campaigning? Because you've been campaigning for decades.
Yeah, I can do nothing, but as long as there's no prosecutions for my brother and my father, I have to keep campaigning. I love my brother and father. I still love them. This is a duty of love and a duty of honour for me.
Let's get some reaction now. The DUP MLA, Gary Middleton, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts?
Well, I know it's a day of mixed emotions, both for the families and indeed for the soldiers as well. Obviously, the PPS had their work to do, and they went where the evidence led, and they came to the conclusion that one soldier should be prosecuted, and the process now will be followed as to whether or not that soldier will go before a court, and indeed whether or not he will be found guilty, and that process needs to be followed through. But I do recognise that there's a huge amount of disappointment from the family's perspective, but also a lot of relief from the soldier's perspective in terms of the fact that they have been living in fear over the past number of years, in fear of prosecution.
We have had a terrible disappointment in the outcome from the PPS. We got one soldier, Soldier F, and he was responsible for the murder of five individuals that day. But he's now been put in the frame for two, which is Willie McKinney and Jim Ray, and their injury of $4. So their victory is our victory. To deny people their human rights is to challenge their very humanity, said Nelson Mandela. We have walked a long journey since our fathers and brothers were brutally slaughtered on the streets of Derry on Bloody Sunday. Over that passage of time, all the parents of the deceased have died. We are here to take their place. Bloody Sunday was not just a wanton act carried out by a trained army against defenceless civil rights activists. It also created a deep legacy of hurt and injustice, and deepened and prolonged a bloody conflict unimaginable even in those dark winter days of 1972. The full cost of a Bloody Sunday cannot be measured just in terms of those who suffered that day, but must also be measured in terms of those who suffered because of that terrible day. We have just been informed of this series of charges, and are easy to read. One soldier, Soldier F, multiple murderer, has been charged with two murders and four attempted murders.
John Kelly, one of the families, John's brother Michael was 17 when he was killed on Bloody Sunday. John, thank you for being here. How are you?
It's hard to describe when I look at back to Savile 8.5 years ago and compare it with this day here. Totally different. It's unbelievable. Totally in shock. But at the same time, one of them, Soldier F, is going to be prosecuted for the murder of two and the injury of four others. So at least we have six families who are going to see justice. But as I said, a victory for them is a victory for everyone.
John, would you mind taking us through how you felt, I suppose, leaving the Museum of Free Derry in the Bogside this morning, making your way to the City Hotel, and then if you don't mind, taking us just into the room and how it was all relayed then?
Well, when we left the museum this morning, we were in a positive frame of mind. We thought we were going to achieve something great. We believed that we would get a few of them. And we walked with vigour and looking forward to getting into the City Hotel. When we walked into the hotel and upstairs, the place was laid out with tables for each individual family. Then we waited in anticipation for the PPS to come out and deliver their conclusions. But it started off in such a way that the alarm bell started to ring in our heads. And then as it went on, it got worse and worse and worse. But eventually, thank God, at the end, the last one was the prosecution of Soldier F. And it was, and still is, a total shock. It's unbelievable, to be truthful, that all the rest of these soldiers will be walking away scot-free.
In terms of the avenue, the next step, is there another next step?
Well, it's a matter now of speaking with our legal team and planning the next step, and hopefully we can get this decision overturned, because murder was committed in these streets. The murderers walked away, and the murderers aren't being prosecuted except one. So it's vitally important that we look at all avenues for the possibility of taking it forward and hopefully achieving what we set out to achieve, the prosecution of every soldier who fired a shot that day.
Michael, heavy on your mind today?
Most definitely. When I woke up this morning, it was in my mind. It was unbelievable, even through the announcement by the PPS. I have eight sisters sitting in front of me, and my younger brother too as well. And I looked at them, some of them were crying. And I looked around the room, a lot of tears, a lot of emotion. It was unbelievable, and terrible, terrible moment.
Okay. John, thank you. Thanks for coming down to us. We've just also, that was John Kelly. John's brother Michael was 17, was he killed on Bloody Sunday. We're now joined by Liam Ray. We heard from Liam earlier in the programme. His brother James was killed on Bloody Sunday, and the prosecution in that case will go ahead. Liam, how are you feeling?
I'm relieved that in relation to Jim, that there's a legal process going to take place, which I think is overdue. But I'm deeply, deeply saddened. I sat in that room while the Director of Public Prosecutions made a statement sector by sector, and I was watching the tables, because Jim's death wasn't involved until the fourth sector, and I could see the hurt and the disappointment in friends and allies and the people I regard as family also.
at the knowledge that the director was saying no prosecution in that case. So I'm not, it's not a jubilance, it's not a relief, but it's really, really tinged with deep sadness and hurt. And I can say this, that every other family who didn't get the justice that they were looking for today came to their A family and told them that they supported them 100%, as their A family told them also that we will always be there to support them. This is not over, as John, I haven't heard what you said, John, but yeah. I'm sure you said it's not over. The solidarity, we might have differences along the way because we're all different people, but the solidarity and the quest for vindication and to bring those to justice who are responsible for the killings of our relatives will never end until that final day of true justice is achieved.
Paddy McDermott's solicitor is with us as well. Paddy, what is the next step now for the families who unlikely didn't get, I suppose, the response that they were hoping for today?
Yes, the families I represent, the Nash family, the Gillespie family and the McCarran family, are very disappointed at this outcome. There had been some expectations that there would be a lot more prosecutions than have actually been announced. The next step is that we write to the Public Prosecution Service asking them to review these decisions on the basis that they're unreasonable and irrational, and they have to consider our representations and make another decision. Now, and the expectation that they would come back and say the decisions still stand, we would have to consider the option of pursuing the matter in the High Court for judicial review on the basis that the decisions made by the Public Prosecution Service in these cases were not rational or reasonable decisions and that they should be quashed and the matter should be reconsidered. So those are my instructions from the families that I represent, and that's the next step that we will be taking.
Okay, we're almost out of time, but final word to you, Liam, and just briefly, do you have any idea how soon this will happen now, and how do you feel about it, I suppose, a looming day in court?
Well, you see, we've no one put any more at this stage. This is a matter for the justice system. I came in today with not a very high expectation, and that little high expectation was even quashed in the room. So as we go forward now, I'll leave it in the hands of the Public Prosecution Service, but we'll be watching and we'll be paying close attention to it. We were told prior to this that the first, if there was any prosecutions, it could take at least 2 years to come to trial. I would ask him now if to be as expedient as possible.
Thank you. Thank you all. Liam Ray, John Kelly, Paddy McDermott, thank you so much. Thank you. That's almost it now for our special programme today on BBC Radio Foyle and BBC Radio Ulster. We'll be back on Talkback with William Crawley very shortly, where the coverage will continue in full. Just to remind you before you go, a former soldier faces murder charges over the killing of two people on Bloody Sunday in Londonderry in 1972. The Public Prosecution Service said there was enough evidence to prosecute Soldier F for the murders of James Ray and William McKinney. Soldier F also faces charges for the attempted murders of Patrick O'Donnell, Joseph Freel, Joe Mahon and Michael Quinn. 16 other former soldiers and two suspected ex-members of the official IRA, all of whom were also investigated as part of a major police murder probe, will not face prosecution, the PPS has said. Thank you so much for listening. As I said, the coverage will continue extensively in full on Talkback. From me, Elaine McGee, and the team at the Guildhall, good morning. Thank you for listening.